breaks free, two tackles. He has room to run. He's across midfield to the 35 and finally brought down at the Vassar 30-yard line by number 14, Chandler Poplinski, from the 40, from the 36 all the way down to the Vassar 30. A big 36 or 34-yard pickup.
A big gain on a big play. And why not quarterback Tanner Foley do it himself? They've had nice run action in the middle of the field. This time he fakes the handoff, takes it to the outside, and all you could see is arm tacklers grabbing his jersey, and he's too strong for that. Bulls right through him, and Chandler Poplinski runs him down from behind, making a shoestring tackle to save a touchdown early in this game for the Vulcans.
Nice speed from Poplinski on that tackle. T formation off the left hash at the Vassar 30-yard line, still scoreless with 8 minutes left in the first. Tanner Foley hands it off to number 10, Aaron Sines, and nothing going there. They're going to say forward progress has him stopped at the initial line of scrimmage at the 30-yard line, brought down by Zach Shepard, defensive line. For Vassar, no gain in the play, sets up a 10-yard to go, second down.
Yeah, Zach Shepard makes a really nice end for Vassar. He stands 6'3", a buck 85, gets in the backfield, not fooled by all the run action and all the other directions, wraps up Sines, which is a guy you know they've game planned for a lot this week, stops him in the backfield for a 1-yard loss.
Seven plays for USA's offense, 49 yards, helped out partly by Tanner Foley's 34-yard run. Second and 10 from the Vassar 30, USA with the ball. Foley saying staying low under center. And it's going to be a pitch out. I guess you could call that a pass out to number 45, Macklin Gettle. This one was overthrown in front and beyond him to the far sideline. Incomplete pass. I like the style of play, but falls incomplete. Sets up a third and long.
Yeah, Zach Shepard, the DN that time, read the pitch play. So instead of attacking the quarterback, he kind of leaks out towards his own sideline and forces that throw to be a little higher. I like the play call because if you run a pitch pass, a pitch play to Macklin Gettle, he's not your fastest back, he's your power back, and if the play takes too long, so this way you had him out there for a screen pass, but it's just a little too long.
7:05 left in the first quarter. Still no score. Handoff right up the middle to Aaron Sines, and this one comes in for about a 3-yard gain. Brought down again by Kane Milliken on that line. Now a 3-yard gain, 4th and 7, maybe even 4th and 8 for USA, their first of the night.
Well, now that they're in the Vassar side of the field, this is they're going to go for it here. They've moved the ball across the 50, which was goal number one or objective number one. This is a big play here for both teams. If USA can get some momentum on their side, get a first down, they're looking at a great opportunity to score and put this high-powered Vassar offense behind in a game, which may be something that they're not used to.
This drive already taking up 5.5 minutes off the clock, less than 6.5 to play in the first quarter. First possession of the ball game, USA with it at the Vassar 26-yard line. It's a handoff to Aaron Sines right at the middle and gets it and converts on fourth down. They needed 7 yards and they got 10 as Aaron Sines gets across the 20-yard line down to the 18-yard line and brought down by Logan Ament.
Yeah, very surprised that they were able to give it to Sines and run right into the teeth of the Vassar defense. He is their go-to guy on fourth down. He is their playmaker, and he is the one guy early in this game that Vassar does not want to beat them and gets a big first down on 4th and 8.
6 minutes remain in the first. Still no score. USA in their first possession of the night. 1st and 10 just recently after converting after a fourth down on the Vassar 19-yard line. Tanner Foley on the keeper around the right end has room to run. He has the first down to the 5. Touchdown, USA. Tanner Foley from 19 yards out scrambles around the right end onto the far sideline in for a score. USA strikes first. It's 6-0. 2-point conversion coming up.
One thing I did not expect is USA to look faster than Vassar. Vassar running will run the spread offense here shortly. You expect a lot of speed. I didn't see it so far on this first drive, and I saw Tanner Foley and Aaron Sines make some really quick runs, beating every defensive guy to the sideline. Tanner Foley does a nice job keeping it for himself and goes untouched into the end zone.
5:43 left in the first. USA gets first blood, leading 6-0, going for 2. Tyler Langs is not afraid to say they do not have a kicker, so they're going to be going for 2 all night long. It's a Tanner Foley keeper through the B gap, and it's going to be close down to the goal line. No word yet from the officials. He's in for the 2-point conversion. So they convert for two more points. It's 8-0 USA over Vassar with 5:43 left in the first on the WLEW Sports Network.
DS Services of Cass City is fast becoming Michigan's top source for grain bins and dryers and material handling equipment for farm and commercial operations. For anything from minor repair to a complete facilities upgrade, including site design and brand new complete systems, call DS Services. Their 22 suppliers include Stormore Grain Bins, MC and Nico Grain Dryers, and Honeyville Grain Handling Equipment. They've been building and servicing farm and commercial grain handling facilities for three decades. They keep a large parts in inventory and provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and much more. Now is the time to get next year's projects in the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. On-farm grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them help you add margin to your success.
Meanwhile, back in the ranch, USA goes for the onside kick. Kick comes down to about the 39-yard line and brought in by number 22, Colton Fabro. At the far sideline, that's exactly where they will start this drive with 5:40 left in the first quarter.
Wow, good, excellent starting field position for Vassar. Just what the doctor ordered. Their goal to get here and strike back quickly and get those points back, which is what this high-powered offense supposedly has done all year long.
Tyler Humpert comes out in the shotgun. They have receivers wide each way. Two to the right, two to the left, and they have two men in the backfield. Both to Humpert's right. Now only one receiver wide to the left. That's Lamont Morrison now in motion to the right. Rolling to his right is Humpert on the keeper, and he gets to the line of scrimmage, and USA swarms to the ball. Number 45, Macklin Gettle in there on the stop. They're going to give him a gain of a yard out to the 40-yard line for Tyler Humpert, second and nine.
Well, they with two running backs to his right, they set up what looks like a power run to the right. They not only do that, they bring Morrison from the left side to the right and overload that right side. They run right there, but USA defenders all over it, shedding blockers and making the tackle on Humpert for a very short gain, maybe even 1 yard.
USA 8, Vassar nothing. The Vulcans on their first offensive possession of the night. Two wide to the right, one to the right, or one, two wide to the left, one to the right. That is Morrison. Now in motion, back to the left. Humpert with two men in the backfield in the shotgun, going for the screen pass to the left. It's to Morrison, and he bobbled it, and he cannot bring that one in. And now we have a flag flying on the far sideline as the play was ensuing. And I'm not even sure exactly what this is going to be. It's an illegal procedure, illegal motion against Vassar. It's basically had two people in motion at the same time, if I'm reading that right correctly.
Well, that was the signal he gave Clark, so we're going to have to go with that.
And so that will be against Vassar. And I believe that's 5 yards. Looks like Congress is in session.
I was just going to say, they're discussing that right now.
Trying to figure out who the Speaker of the House is as of the moment. So they're walking off yardage from the original line of scrimmage. It is a 5-yard penalty, pushing them back to the 35-yard line.
Should be replay of the down, though, correct?
Yes, indeed. Second and 15. So this is going to throw off our statisticians.
Oh, yeah. She's glad to be back in this seat, I'm sure.
It's now a second and 14. Replay the down. Two wide to the left, one to the right. Humpert in the backfield, two men to his left. Rolling to his left, looking to pass. Pump fakes and gets brought down in the backfield. Are they going to? Could be a sack, but he let it fly at the very end. No word yet from the officials. And the referee is saying he was down for the sack back of the 28-yard line. As it is a 7-yard loss on that sack brought down by Trenton LaPrat, the defensive end. He's 6'2", 180-pound senior.
Yeah, Trenton LaPrat does a nice job as the defensive end. The play is a designed rollout to that side. So if you're the left tackle in this case, you have to seal off the left sideline. And in this case, he does not. LaPrat just stays out to the side and just tackles the quarterback, number 12, Humpert, as he basically ran right to him. Good coverage downfield, nowhere to throw, and now third and very long, 22 to be exact.
Third.